Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's another wonderful evening for a breezing. I know you understand that, especially if you're from the southern sector. You get breezed all the time. The wind coming past you, of them going by to get to Lancaster or DeSoto or Duncanville or somewhere else, totally skipping, passing South Dallas and Buntown. But that's going to change in the very near future, because if you look around you, just look outside. I dare you, go outside if you're in Buntown. Go outside, check the atmosphere. It's getting better. It's getting better. And so I know it's a little dreaming on the side, but don't hesitate. Just keep meditating. You'll catch that in a minute. But the thing is, it don't get better by itself. You know, that's just like an illness or something like that. Sooner or later, you got to go to the doctor, or you got to go to somebody that can fix it. You know, whatever it takes. Malcolm said it best, by any means necessary. But I don't know. Some people just want to be down to where they can complain about it and all that. Stop complaining and do something about it. You know, you got great people trying to do great things, and all you want to do is sit at home on the sofa and drink your 40. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That ain't going to work. You know, you got to get up off of it and go do something about it. You got to do something like, I really care about this effort that's being made, and I'm going to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, sooner or later, you got to get up off of it, Jack. That's all I'm saying. You know, and those of y'all who do know me know I'm just not bumping my gums. Know I'm just not fritching my lips or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, it's time to make a move. It's time to do something. You know, and as usual, I suggest to you, get out my way. And if you're not going to do nothing, sure enough, get out my way. And you're a part of the problem. You know, now if you're going to do something, yeah, you can jump. You can feel froggy. You can get in my way. Because that means I'm walking a little too fast or moving a little too soon. You know, bumping up behind you. So, you know, yeah, I can understand that. So, if you're just there because you're in the way, you ain't doing nothing, you're looking for something else, better move. Yeah, this is Uncle Billy, and I'll holler. But, yeah, you answer the rest. But on the other hand, as I was writing today, if you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. And believe this or not, South Dallas is booming. Buntown is moving downtown. Yeah, y'all gonna get a good laugh out of that. But trust me, we up toward Martin Luther King now and all of that there. So look at some of the good clothing stores where shops said and stuff. You know, we on the move, we on the go. And if you don't believe it, just look around. Like I said. Well, we might not be quite downtown, but, you know, well, it's moving northward. You know, the trek is on. You know, the journey has begun. And so as we move northerly or northward, well, they saying the same thing. You know, the new key phrase now is neighborhood initiative, neighborhood plus initiative. Yeah, they over on Lancaster. Hey, that's Oak Cliff. That is not South Dallas. The other area is Oak Cliff, not South Dallas. All three areas. But you know what? That's another city council person. Glad I hadn't spoken to him yet, or I'd be disappointed. But anyhow, you know what they say. If the mind won't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad, do what? Go northward. You go to the mountain. So, you know, y'all get your boots on. The journey has begun. So, you know, it's up to us. And I'm not just going to say me, because I need a whole lot of help. I was telling my new boss lady just yesterday, her name is Doc, and I'm not going to call her last name or nothing like that, because if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, you was not going to have a lot of fun this evening, because it's all an inside thing. It's all what's happening around the world and inside your own neighborhoods and stuff, and you don't even know what's going on. That's because you're not listening. You're not paying attention, and you're not in the know. That means you've been sitting on your butt. So, okay, play catch up. Hunts don't make that much. We're going to be moving and grooving. But anyhow, I tell my new boss, Doc, yesterday, I say, well, you know, I'm going to go down south here and see what my old posse look like. You know, last time I went down, most of them was over 80. Most of them was over 80, and the domino table was real strong. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they walkers was broke down or, you know, sitting in a corner. But, you know, they still able. You know, they still able. Told all of my friends old enough to draw old age pictures. But they'll still get in the scuffle, you know. They'll still get up. 12 or 1 o'clock in the daytime. But it's on the move. And, hey, if not now, when? If not us, who? We got to make a difference, you know. If we don't point some of these folk in the right directions, they ain't going to know where to go. You know, people moving in from other parts of the world. I listen to some of the newscasters. God rest them. God bless them. You know, all of that there. Because, Lord have mercy. The way they try to talk about South Dallas and the southern sector and stuff. You know, old radio, Sean Rapp, Channel 4, you know, be on that with Clarice Tinsley and all of that there. Yeah. O'Reilly is great because he knows the parts of the city. He knows, you know, it's hard to listen to these pretty young women and stuff on the news and these brothers that's all dressed up and dolled up and stuff, but they don't know the city. They don't know, you know, they're going by what somebody else is telling them, and that somebody else has to look at a map scope that's out of date or just totally wrong and don't care no how. And, you know, let life for real touch the base of some of these folk, you know, and try to help them out. I send them emails and stuff, but, you know, I got a return from a white brother, but none of the darker folk return none of my messages or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to have to rejuvenate my stuff. It might not have gotten out to them. It might be my fault. But anyhow, I'm going to keep trying because, you know, my educational system does not disclude anyone. Yes, I made that word up because I don't think I never saw it in a dictionary or nowhere else. But I'm not discluding anybody. I'm not precluding anyone because I feel as though I walked on somebody else's shoulder for a long time before I found out where I was going. So, you know, everybody need a little help now and then. But Brother Sean Rapp, like I was saying, he at least knows the city. And when he's talking about something in the southern sector, he can almost say the streets and, you know, the next corner, the next big corner, you know, or something. A landmark in the neighborhood that'll tell you where you are. You know, stuff like that. And it helps, you know, when you're broadcasting about the wonderment of the Southern sector. And it is truly that. So, again, as I was telling my new boss lady last night, and the show is going to be short tonight, you know, because I'm by myself. I think the guru is still off for the holidays. She jumped in last night with both feet and all elbows and everything and helped the show out profusely. I mean, because we were stuck in the middle of how we going to get this show off and popping, and the holidays are still going on. And, you know, the guru, as usual, jumped in. But so staying on the, trying to stay on the same pace as what the Southern sector really is, I would love to include all of it. But my including all of it don't matter by itself. And when they say the Southern sector, they skip over South Dallas and Buntown. And they go on to Oak Cliff. I hardly ever hear them mention Joppy. Like I said, if it's Brother Sean Rab, you get to hear about him. You know, you get to hear. Well, they're in Joppy now. You know, like when they was hollering about Santa Claus and stuff, he'd have probably been the only one mention Joppy or Buntown or something like that, because he will. You know what I'm saying? Because he know where he be standing. He know the landmark. He know the community. Now, that's what we got to get some of these other people to understand and begin. I got to talk to some of my good friends at a few of these different corporations and companies and whatever else, because Welcome to Uncle Billy's World is an individual website, and it should be mentioned as so, as such. And so we're going to bring that up today, too. We're going to bring that out, because pretty soon everybody will be talking about Welcome to Uncle Billy's World.com and Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com and Ask Uncle Billy. Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. The new owner and boss is sitting back tonight because she had a great time last evening. Hopefully she's listening. We kind of tired her out last night. We had her on for over an hour. And, you know, after a hard day's journey on yesterday, probably visiting her patients and stuff, we still took her to task and put her to work. So, Doc, I hope you're feeling great. Because tomorrow is your day again. We're going to set you up with a show a little different than the one you were on last evening. But we're going to make you quite happy. You know, it's your world. Remember, it's your world. Divvy it out wisely. You know, I know last thing I was thinking about telling you was when we're going to start offering two horses and a mule. It's more than that. There's some acres involved in there. We don't raise horses and we don't work mules, but we would like the land. We'll talk about that tomorrow when your show begins again. So, anyhow, congratulations, boss. Nice getting the owner in that knows the business. Now, back to the Southern sector. Are we going to have to remark the entire city to get them to understand that passing over South Dallas and Buntown is like going to Hollywood and not going to the studios? You know what I'm talking about? The hell are you gonna go to Hollywood and not don't see the actors? Don't see Beverly Hills and all of that. That's crazy. That's ludicrous. And every time you pass over South Dallas, I get angry. I get upset. Yeah, because I know it's there. A lot of other people know it's there. But the powers that be don't seem to know that it's there. So, yes, I'm quite upset. And it's time, and speaking of this neighborhood initiative, what did y'all do? Go in the back room and talk about it? My city council person. Oh, I forgot I stay in Garland. But I'm still upset. So let's get back to the basics, whether I stay in Garland or not. We can work that part out, because I do want to stay in South Dallas. Yeah, I moved down to Barrett Street, Reverend Garrett Avenue, or Reverend Garrett Road, whatever y'all renamed it. And there's still going to be a Bunton reunion on Bill Blair Park, sponsored by a whole lot of my friends and family and everybody else. My baby, before she passed, that's the last thing she asked of me. And I missed her. I missed her last year. I didn't do it. But this year, there is going to be a Bunton family reunion on Bill Blair Park, sponsored by Uncle Billy. Ask Uncle Billy and welcome to Uncle Billy's World.com. Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com. Yes. So get ready, get prepared. The ship is taking off. We going to the motherland, and yes, the motherland is in South Dallas. Yeah, it's called Bunton, and we're coming home. Yeah, I know you like that part. So just get prepared, just get ready, because believe it or not, it's time to start making a showing. And as early as this Friday, we are going to be making an impact by discussing new things that's going on in South Dallas, new beginnings. We're going to start having some contests and different things coming up. So get ready. What that old song said, better get ready, the trains are coming. Don't need no ticket, just get on board. Yeah, yeah, about the same thing. But that's what Dart was doing on last Thursday and Friday. And I'm glad I got it on my website. I got it up there. Didn't look like I wanted it to look, but it was up there, you know. Yeah, Dart coming aboard. Welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com. Yeah, Robert's ready to wear. A whole lot of folk are coming aboard. And some don't even know it yet. But here I come. So get ready. Get ready to put your blogs up. Get ready to put your just everything up. Get ready to start doing everything that you've been wanting to do and was wondering if you could do it. Now you can do it. So get ready. Uncle Billy is on the way. So, you know, I'm old now, so I got to take a station identification. You know, also what time it is. Now, I don't want y'all getting upset. If you are new to the cause, if you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. Takes off a little while when Jeopardy is on. Station identification time. In a minute. Bye.
Five, negative five is the additive of this.
I'm sorry, I'm back. Don't give up the ship. Uncle Billy is here. Truth and consequences time. If you had a chance to do some shopping inside Dallas, you're a male, business person, 36, 37 years old, and you really didn't know where you were new to the city, and you heard about this location, would you go there? Truth or consequences? Answer that on the web page, and you'll win a prize. Yeah. So. Yeah, answer that. Email that in. Yeah, check out Uncle Billy's, welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com and look at some of the different businesses that's going to be on there. What it is, we gave you a prefabricated few pages to get the site up and running and going, and in a couple of weeks, like I say, it's still a work in progress, but in a couple of weeks, it'll be up and functioning very well. It will have all the bells and whistles that other web pages does, and all of that good stuff. So bear with me another couple of weeks, maybe even to Black History Month. This month alone, we're going to try and do a lot on Dr. Martin Luther King's history and everything. I will be giving some friends some calls to see if I can, in fact, get some Dr. King information up and try to give away some gifts for truth or consequences or questions and answers. You call it what you want to call it. It's all about apples and oranges, but bottom line is ask the questions, get the answers, and everybody have fun. That's what it's all about. So, again, I don't see anybody on the other line, so I'm expecting other folks to call in, but if not, I will take it all night. Oh, I can't, because I only have an hour and a half. We won't even worry about that part, because we having fun. Stay on and stay around. Listen to the music, because I'll be right back. I'm trying to do business with this online book company that has audio books, and man, it's a blast. I got a couple of books from them, and we'll be getting another one tomorrow as soon as I get my book list back. What I'm waiting on is a certain list of books that I can have, that I can put online after I pay for them. Because I would like the audience to hear, not the audience, the listeners, to hear some of the things that I listen to while I'm waiting on the show to begin and stuff like that. And it's real interesting to listen to something that says, well, as soon as the show is over, I go back to that. You know, and stuff like that. So just trying to bring new rules to the game, new regulations to the table, and
things that work. You know, my new boss said it best. She likes to learn things before she teaches things, you know? And that's a broad statement. It's very little words, but that's a very broad statement. Because that's what we need to do most. Most of the situations that I've been in when I was learning from older people and stuff like that, not saying my boss is old, they used to say stuff like, well, like what my daddy used to say when I was a little boy. Hey, boy, learn, use, and teach. I didn't know what that meant. 9-year-old boy. Yeah, my daddy, he wasn't strict, but he didn't expect no feedback or nothing from what he said. He just do it. And if you don't know what he means, you have to be watching him all the 24/7 because he had a way of talking that was, you learned what it was 30 years later. No, it wasn't quite that long, but, you know, life brought on some realization that, you know, by the time what he had said was sinking in, if things like that was coming to pass. I guess I was kind of before my time. You know, because when things like that was kind of adversely affecting other young people, I was kind of prepared for it. Because my daddy would say, you know, stuff that he didn't like, stuff that he didn't appreciate, and all that kind of stuff. And I'd ask him why. And not being a long conversationalist, he would say stuff like, don't work. It's not good. It's not right. You know, short but sweet. You know, straight to the point. And so I derived from that a whole lot of information, though, because one, he stated outwardly, somberly, and everything else, I don't like it. It's wrong. And if you stayed around him a minute and he's still talking about it, you would find out why he didn't like it personally. And so that worked for me. I just tried to stay around him long enough to see, you know, especially that learn, use, and teach, you know, learn it, you use it, and then you teach it. Because after you use it, you know it works. It don't work, but you can still teach it because you know it works. So, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it was a very eye-opening experience to be around, you know, a strong black man like that, you know. Especially because he didn't like to talk a lot. He just did, you know. And don't complain, don't explain. Daddy, what that mean? Boy, don't complain about nothing. Do something about it. You could save more time doing something about it than you can complaining about it. Because by the time the complaint get out there or get to somebody else, they'll be asking you what you gonna do. You could have been done it. You know, double negatives and everything, you know. And so, and don't explain. Don't explain nothing. You don't owe nobody no explanation about nothing you do. As long as you're not adversely affecting them or their, but you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you need to be doing, what you could be doing, you don't owe no explanation. Got it? Yeah, I got it, Dad. I got that for us. But shit, it took me a long time to understand it. You know, don't complain, don't explain. So all of that, it had meaning, it had great meaning, and you learn from them, and you grew to not want to accept just anything somebody else said, especially if they didn't want to, you know, no conditions. They else was right, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. No, you wrong. That ain't the way my daddy did it.
But how did your daddy do it? He did it like this here. My daddy was a construction man. He used to carry a pigtail in his pocket. I didn't know what no pigtail was until he told me what it was. But shit, by the time I did some goddamn construction work, I think I was about 16, 17 the first time. Didn't really like it. But I already knew what a pigtail was. Folks going to ask me, you know what this is? It ain't something you want to play with. That's what I said, like, you know. Like I was a seasoned veteran. But daddy told me this is how you tie steel. You know, this is what you... So, you know, all of the things that I've learned, most of it was hands-on, trying to show somebody else up because they really didn't know what they were doing, but they thought they did. And I had been there, done that in my early years. Did a lot of menial jobs when I was real, real young because I dropped out of school at a very early age. I think I was about 13. All of this is documented somewhere, you know. What kind of places? I don't know what kind of places, what kind of things, but it's documented. You know, everybody got something on somebody. I guess mine might be in Google. But I dropped out of school, 8th grade. I took ill early in the game. I think it was because of some vaccinations that I took, and I might have overtaken them. I might have had the wrong kind of nurse or whatever, but I took real, real ill. Doctors finally diagnosed it as strep throat. Long way from strep throat, brother. Long way. I was sick, and, you know, even though strep throat is bad, this went on all through the summer and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when school started back in I think it was 1963. Whoa, Lord have mercy, that's telling y'all some numbers, ain't it? I was still kind of under the weather, weak and all of that. There went back to school and went in September. And as some of you already know, November was the year in 63 that we lost our first great president. No matter what nobody else said, every president before then was really not our president. So I'm going to say our president, our first great president. And that was the day that I left school. So, you know, some kind of way, you know, I went back about 30 years later. No, it was actually about 20 years later. I went back to school, almost 20, and did all right, made Dean's on the roll, all that kind of stuff. Yes, documented. I made the Dean's on the roll. It was in a... self-taught situation, older classroom situation, but, you know, I made the Dean's Honor Roll and all that good stuff. I made a lot of friends and influenced a lot of people by going there, doing that. Met the wonderful Dr. Mamie McKnight, who changed my life, changed my world. Gave me the truth and consequences type test. What is it that you really want to do? And man, that right there, that there alone has always been my task. Cause I would ask everyone else, what is it that, because no one ever really asked me.
even when I was a youngster, even when I was a little boy. Well, kind of, sort of, my sisters would. But after I customized and told them I needed the money, well, what you trying to do? They hated to ask me them kind of questions. What you trying to do? None of your business. Well, you asking me for $100 and it ain't my business. Yeah, I was spoiled rotten. Six beautiful sisters, a niece that was just like a sister. I had a niece that was like 3 years older than I was. Well, 2 and a half, but you know, riding it all, 3. Yeah. So, either way, and all of that kind of stuff. And so I wasn't as bad as this little young guy that got this affluenza case, but I grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, I grew up in the project, which was the best. And I said this with truth, honesty. It was rough sometimes, but not because of long periods of hungerness or nothing like that. I was one of the best young dressed students at any school I went to almost. So, my entire family, I knew I was a king, I guess, when I was 1 or 2 years old, 3 maybe. I don't know. Some people don't take it as such, and some people don't believe it. But I was treated by other mothers better than they were treating their children, their own children. And I was treated by my mom like, boy, I knock you one way and you'll come back the other way next Sunday. And all of that kind of stuff. But I had one strong, loving mother. And like I said, same way with all of my sisters and my niece and everyone else, my older brother. So, you know, just giving you a little bit of my history is kind of superimpose how I really feel today about having a new owner and everything for the show and the websites and everything. Someone that's more consistent with what's going on in the world, what's going on in the community, and how can I help and stuff like that. It makes you want to give back and get all in because, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But see, it's a lot of people that don't believe it's a tunnel. Yeah, I'm bouncing it around a little taste because I want somebody to call and share in with this feeling of, I guess you could call it gleefulness because, man, almost finally, we're on the road. My websites will be up hopefully by Friday, fully. I'm getting on it this evening and tomorrow wholeheartedly. I'm going to do everything I can to see what I can do to bounce in. I'm not a technologist. I don't know anything about the social media world. Finding out about this radio show and stuff, I've been doing this for the last 6-7 months, and it's still like I'm on the first page of how to get started. But guess what? By the time we finish this journey, you're going to know how it got started. You're going to know how to assist us in our endeavors here at Ask Uncle Billy, to where it's a family affair. I can't even remember what group's on that. Sister Slade? Okay. So, what we're trying to do is enlighten the population of Southern Dallas that we're on the move, we're on the groove, we're coming. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, if you're against us, get out the way. If you're with us, move over. If you're too slow, tell him, I'm I'm an old man. My one little buddy, and I say this on a regular basis so that most people know that my interpretation of the Windows having a smaller opportunity of going through don't mean nothing to a whole lot of folks. But to me, it means a lot. It's letting you know that I know my limitations and I know how far I want to go by going through that Wonder. Don't make me kick the door in there. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm saying when I said that my windows of opportunity are getting smaller and smaller, that means you better open that door. Because I'm coming. I'm coming whether you want me to or not. I'm coming whether you accept me or not. And I'm also coming because I want to come, not because I was sent. Yeah, I'm not coming because I was sent. I'm coming because I want to come. I want to go back home. I want to be there when the folk come in and say, golly, it looks great down here. Golly, look at that, look at that, look at that. All of the different businesses, all the different kids. And on, man, some of these folks that ain't never seen Bill Blair Park, I'm telling you, man, get ready. You're going to say, what? And I've never been down here before. That's them Easterners, y'all. That's not just anybody. Those are African-American Easterners. And I can't go any further than that. I've been to the East Coast. I've never been white. So I cannot perpetrate a fraud. But let's get on back to the subject. And if I miscommunicated what I meant, what I said was, you see a lot of people going to say, I've never been down here before. I've never done this before. And, wow, this looks great. I'm not talking about the Bonton reunion. Yes, there's going to be a Bonton reunion. And for those of you all that have never been out around a whole lot of blacks and African Americans, I can honestly tell you, it's a blast. And, yeah, going to be invited whether you come or not. You know, you're going to get the message. It's going to be all over Dallas. It's going to be all over Fort Worth. It's going to be all over the country. There's some folks somewhere else that know what it is to come home. Y'all don't hear me. Guess what? One day in June, you're going to be saying, I bet y'all won't miss it next year. Yeah, yeah. Because I got a lot of that from the first time I did it in 1996. And I was passing out them T-shirts, 150 miles an hour. Yeah, they're going to be the same prices, y'all. I don't care how much you cry, all them tears, all them fake tears and whatever else. I'm just here to tell you that it ain't going to work like that. They cannot be given away freely because they are not made freely. So get that out your head. Yeah, you can do a brotherly thing and say, well, golly, what if I buy two? Can I get a discount? You know a brother that knows a brother that knows a brother know you're going to get helped out. That's called bartering and agreeing. That ain't that you don't put your business in public. You know, everybody's business ain't nobody's business. Yeah, that's Bonton talk, y'all. So, yeah, you know, I slip a lot, you know, because I was told by someone the other day, what do you mean? And I think it was my son. Daddy, that's not proper English either, what you speaking, because what did your great-grandbaby say to you? I said, she said a whole lot to me. I was dodging the subject because I had mispronunciated a thing with my great-great-granddaughter, whose name is Stormy, named after her old pawpaw, which we spell O-P-A-W-P-A-W. I told her I was her old dog. So he said, well, Daddy, that's current English. That's the way people talk now when they for real. I said, so you think I'm for real? He said, yeah, you must have been. You said it right. You know, I said, oh, Lord. This boy trying to deface my education. all I was taught about proper English is that's the UK English that you're trying to use, and said it's wrong also. I said, okay, son, I know you got all your credits and education and stuff, so let me leave you alone. And he dropped out of school sooner than I did. I was an eighth grade dropout. I think he was a seventh grade dropout. I got to ask him about that. Sometimes you are afraid to get too much knowledge about other people and other things, because you learn how much they somewhat followed in your bad footsteps. Y'all will catch that tomorrow. But back to the basics. If you really want to know, you ask Uncle Billy. Ask Uncle Billy's radio show. You'll listen to on a regular basis from time to time. We had a doozy last evening, and it turned out to be one of the best things we've done. We have changed hands, and we're getting a new boss in that says whatever we do is okay as long as we do it well. And so she's giving us her full backing, and we will be doing a lot in the very near future to make her proud. So get ready for some new and different type shows. Everything is going to be positive. Everything is going all except this thing that, like I said, I found out about today, the Neighborhood Plus Initiative, because it skipped all over South Dallas. I waited and I looked, because when you said, well, you know, like I said, newscasters, they obviously don't know the area yet, so when they said South Dallas and even the southern sector, they still miss $5 in Buntown, which is the way I was taught, the way I was raised, the major point of trying to redo and regrow $5. So I was told. That was before Dart put the train station over on Lincoln. That was before Dart and the city of Dallas had the long, I think it might have been Dwayne Carraway, had the long street of Lancaster and all of that. They were trying to change the name, but they was also getting the buildings changed up and redone and all, beautifying South Dallas. But that is not South Dallas. And I'm going to continue to say that. That's the southern sector. Station identification. Hello, boss lady. I just mentioned your name a few times.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I was on the verge of giving it up, your real name, not just Doc. But I can only let you do that. But, yeah, we having fun on air. The guru is back. I haven't punched her in yet, but I heard her laugh a little early.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was telling folk about South Dallas, the southern sector, and this new thing that they have. I'm talking about the Neighborhood Plus. I said the only thing you're going to hear negative on this show is when officials and media people keep considering Oak Cliff as being South Dallas. It's not. It's the southern sector, which is a total difference. And so I'm getting kind of live. I'm glad you calmed me down. What can I done for you, lovely? They can hear us. They can hear us. Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I'm really glad that they can. But I wanted to talk to you about spending this month just getting some feedback from the businesses over there, the small businesses in South Dallas, and how they weathered through, and their experiences, and what motivates them to stay in South Dallas.
Yeah.
So I was going to give you that list of people. You'll check check out, particularly, you know, the people in the Comrade building.
Yes, yes.
Certainly go visit
Dino.
Hmm?
I tell you, I want to start with Dr. Dino.
Yes, yes. Start with Dino. And let's see, you can go from Dino to
Dicho.
Those people. There's a couple of other people over there that I, you know, I'm interested in you know, interviewing and doing one. So it's an opportunity for us to connect.
Yeah, well, we can do this. We can just start. I can get with the guru, and I hope she's listening, and see if she wants to interview a couple of few of those herself during this week, and maybe even get some of them on air. All of that.
Interview.
You want me to give Dr. Dino and then
let's
get up over and building over there?
Yes, and have them give me a call.
I will. I will do that. I know they'll be excited, especially Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
You got
somebody to do the sports updates?
Yeah, for the youth in high school.
Yeah. What nights could he do it?
Well, I thought he might pop in on Sunday.
Hey, well, okay, that sounds great. That's a good Sunday night show. Well, I'm putting those type schedules together as we speak. At least I was earlier today, and so that way I can put the words out about Sunday's show, some of the criteria that's going to be discussed and stuff like that, and
yeah.
Yeah, and so like I said, I have to find me another design artist, and I'll be getting back with you. If you're free tonight, yeah, because
I'm meeting with the guy on my website on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be happy to put us together.
Okay, well, I'll give him my number. Let me explain to him the situation that I'm in already about this one and the other one that's pending, because I really do want, because with this growth spurt, I was just about to get ready to do another radio hour in the daytime. I think I mentioned it to you, which is very inexpensive, but it provides us 2 hours more to utilize during the day, evening, or whatever, and missing them is not going to cost that much. You know what I'm saying? But it would still be extra handy to have that kind of time, because we can then do it any way we want to, just all day long, spurts or whatever, and just create an awareness of $5 like it's never been before.
Oh, that's great. Well,
yeah.
That is very good.
Yes. No, you dial the wrong number. If you dial the other number, you can hear it all and just listen.
Oh, okay. You have some other people on?
The guru is here, and really that's about all I'm expecting in that tonight, because, like I said, I didn't get the word. I didn't put the word out what the show was going to be about or nothing this evening until, like, this morning. But, you know, like I said, once we get the show really to clicking, and I can get my work done, like you said, the guy you meeting with Thursday, and I can get somebody dependable to where I won't have to just keep saying it to friends and family all the time, but it'll be out there on, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I have lots of really cool marketing strategies out there on the way.
Hey, and we gonna be ready. Hopefully, when you talk to your guy on Thursday, we'll get it. We'll start getting something done because, you know. I'm taking off early on the show tonight. I already clocked out at 7:30. Call me after that. But I really need you to call in on the other number so y'all can hear each other, because this, everything you're talking about is what we've been trying to work on and get set up. And like
right.
you said, she's right,
right
up on Pine and Malcolm X, and she would be... Yeah, she would be ready to go down and interview them and get them on air
right.
and everything. Yeah, and they can listen to
right.
us any night on. They can listen to our old shows on Facebook.
Right.
We're gonna make sure the people over there in Conrad Building are open.
No, they are recorded. They like I said, they're on Facebook. They're on Facebook. I can get all I have to do is call the company and draw them down for it. But they are on Facebook. I have a recording of most of them here that I like. I would, you know, go on my thing and pull them off, and you know I don't listen to them anymore. I'm busy recording them. All right. Call me.
I will.
Bye. Yes, I'm back, Guru.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to go down and do an interview with someone. That's no problem.
That's exactly what we've been talking about.
Give me the topic.
Find some folks that want to be in $5, have a good reason to be in $5. And, you know, find out what pleasures they're having. That's the reason I behemoth about Freedom Passion and Robert's Ready to Wear and St. Phillips.
Right.
And
right.
guess who I Facebooked today? Accidentally.
Oh.
John Wiley Price has finally got on social media. And as
oh, really?
I was pinning, he was on my Facebook page. And it was make a friend request. And I said, yeah.
He wanna be your friend, so somebody done put the word out that you the man. They can put him you the man.
Well, I put in the friend request, and in less than 10 minutes he confirmed it. So we
get
are
get out of here. So he's waiting on you. You go
yeah.
in. You go in, Uncle Billy. It's that time. 2016.
Hey, if not
it's
now,
that time.
If not
it's
us,
that time.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man, we getting ready to have some politics inside Dallas. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, we
have
had it.
Excuse
it ain't
me.
Been doing nothing with it.
Huh?
See, it's a big difference in there somewhere. I said, yeah, we've been had it, just ain't been doing nothing with it. You know, we had everything.
Oh, man.
We just didn't do enough with it. But see, now, when something, like I was saying, about just before the boss called in, this Neighborhood Plus Initiative.
Right,
they skipped
right.
all around $5 when they were saying what they were going to do in basically, you know, like I was telling her, the newscasters were saying, and like I was telling our wonderful listening audience just a little earlier, the newscasters were saying, we're going to be showing the Neighborhood Plus Initiative going through South Dallas, redoing South Dallas and the Southern Sector. And so I just waited on the newscast. I'm just waiting. And finally they showed the three locations that they were doing, all of them in Oak Cliff.
I don't even know where South Dallas is, because, see, they really don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We know.
If it was rural, And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but I'm like I say, I'm in my Bunton mood this year.
You know home, Mom.
Reb is John Rapp. John Rapp, he's a minister, but he was also a newscaster before he, you know, made his trek over to the ministry.
He knows South Dallas.
He knows that, you know, and he will say, "Oh man, I'm in Bunton, you know, or I'm in Pleasant Grove."
Right.
He don't say the southern sector and stuff like that. And see, that's the reason you like people like that and stuff, because they give you a true awareness of where they are.
That's just like people saying Bexar. They don't know. You don't know the area until you pronounce it as Bash. Once you say Bash Street, then you have more of an understanding of where you are. But as long as you're still trying to let people get on the bus, you know where Bexar Street is. Well, you automatically know they're new to it. They're new to the area. So you have to go ahead and explain to them some of the rules and the, you know, the regulations of the area. This is South Dallas. You're in Burlington. This is your Rose Terrace here. This was Rose Terrace. This is Turner Court. They're supposed to rebuild Rose Terrace. They really trying to let us forget that they said they was going to rebuild it to low income. They trying to check our memory bank, see. And we got to step on stuff like that because we got to hold Dallas accountable to the things that they are supposed to do for the low income, because everything we already know is about money. But you got all these other people out here that need somewhere to live. And since you
put them. One question. Have you looked at the website yet?
No. But I will.
Well, when you look at the website.
I'm putting up some stuff right now. I've been doing some assistance for some people.
That's what the movement is all about. You know, being able to help somebody that want to be somebody in that area.
I've been around a grandmama and her six grandbabies, and we went to the doctor with four of them.
Well, see, that means you got a chance to
and
learn.
One,
you.
And wait a minute. Let me tell you. And one of them is a week old.
Oh, Lord.
And you know she needed some help. Yes, a baby. So I'm talking
might
about
be,
some
might
of my
be the next
some
of United.
Some of
Yeah. Tonight's show started with, if you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. And then I had to come to the conclusion that, believe this or not, South Dallas is booming. Bunton is moving downtown. Well, it's moving northward. You know.
What they say is,
if the mountain won't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad, and then it's more tonight on the Ask Uncle Billy show. So that all being said, mm-hmm. we are moving northward. The journey has started. We're no longer in a waiting capacity for anything but the people that start moving with us, because we on the way.
All right, then. All right.
Beginning tonight's show, the only thing you're going to hear coming out of us, and like I was telling the boss lady, the only thing you're going to hear negative coming out of here is when someone is treated so badly, to whereas we have to respond to it.
Right.
Other than that, we are going to be talking about things that's growing and going. And if you can't put that in your perspective, then we're on the wrong subject. We need to be talking about something else. On and going.
Right.
And everything in between has really nothing to do with us. But if it's growing and going, it has a lot to do with us. And that's what we're about. Tonight's show will be closing off at 7:30 sharp, simply because I've got things on my plate that need to be taken care of, like I was stealing the ball. We've got to get a design artist that's going to give me what I want when I want it, because I'm no longer in a wait position. And if someone else can keep me held back and in on the whole position, that's great for them, but it's not doing anything for me, because my energy and everything else is stored up and it's ready to bust the loose, you know. So my music and everything else, I'm going to do everything that's necessary to get this show on the road, and waiting for someone else to keep me waiting is no longer acceptable.
Amen.
Okay. So I had to get that out so that
all
the listeners and you and I specifically will know we are no longer in a wait position. Where somebody stopped us to hold us back.
Let me do my celebration dance right quick. Blah, 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 blah. All right.
Yeah. If somebody.
All right.
My daddy used to tell me all the time, and I didn't understand what he said until, like I said, until I was almost grown, because he'd be saying, boy, when somebody call you, they don't want nothing. They don't either. They go call you and ask you for some money or ask you for something. And why would you have to go to them when they asking you for something? Did that make sense, boy? And I couldn't catch on. I just couldn't. You know, and I promise you, this is a true fact. Somebody, as soon as I find out what my dad was talking about, somebody, hey, Bill. We was off from each other. Might have been that old dude I had to cuss out one time, because me and my baby's mama was real close. Pam, me and her mama was real close, and she was going with this old guy. He dead now, sorry to say. But me and her was standing on the corner on Bass Street and making talking, and he called her. And she was saying, What? Can't you see I'm talking? You know, like that. That was her man, but I'm her best friend. You know, one of her best friends. And so she's saying, What? And she could holler. She cursed like a sailor too. What do you want? Can't you see I'm talking? And then she said, Billy Ray, let me go see. I said, wait. Now, me and you are talking. And, you know, I wasn't all of 14, maybe 15. No, I was 15. If I'd been 15, I'd have shot him. So I was all of 14 then, about something like that. So I turned around and said, hey, man, I said, can't you see she over here talking? You don't want nothing anyhow. And Daddy just said, and that's when I really started saying what Daddy would say, stuff like that. What Daddy was. I said, Daddy just said, a nigga calling another person don't want shit. They want to beg for something. I said, so wait while she talking to me. And boy, he blew up. But he knew he couldn't do nothing about it. You know, I was kind of like young prince up in that area at the time.
I talked to a woman.
Yeah, so he really couldn't say too much of nothing. Plus, you know, I had a young posse at that time, you know, all over the world almost. So, the believability was, if you mess with that little nigga, you might find out something, excuse my French, you might find out a little more about him than you want to do, and all that kind of stuff. So it was fun. But, yeah, so all of that, when people slow you up or hold you up, for something that's only beneficial to them, that's unacceptable now. So we got to get on the road, get on the ball, find out where our priorities is really defining our direction and everything, and move on, you know, because I think
right.
we both said it a while back. If you're not with us, you're against us.
You're against us.
If you're not on the boat when we pull out, well, the boat pulled out a month ago. And if you're not on the boat and you're supposed to be a sure enough member of the team, but you still saying, wait, wait, wait.
Right.
And here we going to stop a 500-pound yacht from pulling off with a piece of string. You know? So I'm gone.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm gone. Ain't no more hold up. Ain't no more. You see how excited the boss lady was?
Yes. I love that spirit.
If we could just interview some of them people that's over there that want to be over there, that's the same,
right.
same thing we've been saying all the time.
But that's what it takes. You have to have people. See, that's the art of PR. You have to have people from the low end and the high end, and then when it merges together, you have success. That's public relations 101, and that's what's happening.
You know,
I'm much excited.
About the university in 1949.
Well, I came out of it in 79, however you want to put it. But I spent very many years, and I was a very observant person all my life from a real, real young child. So observation has been my middle name.
Yeah, I mentioned Scooter a little earlier because I was telling folk about him a little earlier that, you know, he's said that he's an instrumental part of this new regime. But the last couple of days, you know, he's been kind of out of pocket. I know he's under the weather and all of that there. He don't want
Who
folks
is that?
To know that.
Who?
Scoot. I tell you,
yes,
he's completely.
Oh, you got to check on his well-being. Check on his well-being.
Yeah.
And I know
but
it's hard for you. But a lot of times you have to, you know, get a person can't say something to you at that particular time, and you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, you have to get to the bottom of it because it's always more than the ears can hear. So you need to zone in on what his, you know, adversities are at this time because there are some limitations that he's experiencing. Can he say them where he is in front of? No, not all the time. It's just like me. There's things that you can read into with me that are so, I mean, it's like you do have that seventh sense until I don't have to say nothing. You already, as a matter of fact, you know it before it happens. You have that type of male intuition. But it's the same with him. I don't know if it's your son, because he's your son that is not going. It's just like with my homegirl's brother. You know, I had some intuition as well as other tuitions, not all just intuition, information. And that was the reason why I sent that little bird to you like I did. So it's always something a little bit more than the ears can hear. People say,
well, I'm dwelling on that right now. I'd like to say that that's the reason I stated what I did and how I did, because usually I would say, what did the Hawaiians say?
Aloha.
Aloha. Goodbye.
Hello and goodbye.
Yeah. I said, but
goodbye till we say hello again.
That's right. Because I just stated, but since he is a Parnell and he's openly stated that fact and that he's a member of the team. If his show is not on tomorrow night, I will do his show partially tomorrow night. So,
okay.
All of that said and done, he only gets a couple of chances, though. Because, you know,
well,
if you,
you
lose,
know, that takes time.
You lose, you lose.
I'm not going to. We'll talk about that part later. And
no,
you're on that,
that
one.
Part right now, so that my listening audience, who how they got his back, that he was back with his daddy and stuff, people that might really know
I'm going to be like the attorney for Bill Cosby right now. The listening audience understand different adversities also.
I know, but
and
they need to hear what
I don't want to.
Because I tell everybody, I've been debating for 90 years. I haven't lost a debate yet.
Well, you can't
yet.
Help everybody else.
I've had three great children. I've not lost the attention span of neither one of them.
So don't dwell on it, Dr. Parnell.
You are taking it wrong, extra sensory powered lady. What I'm saying is I'm sending a message out to those friends that called me that said they needed to talk with him. Well, if you need to talk with him, do you have his number? I said, no, I don't give out folks' numbers.
Right.
So what I am saying to those folk is that I am still with my son through hell and hot water. He is a Parnell.
That's what it's all about.
And don't misunderstand the chastising. Don't misunderstand anything else. As I tell you, he is number one son. Okay. Thank you.
I'm down for my people. Power to the people.
Oh, the same thing I told him when he asked me how did I know what he was doing when he was 13 and 14 years old.
I
got a millionaire around the country.
You sure do. Without a doubt.
I said, one other thing, young booger. Quit asking me if I know so-and-so, so-and-so. Quit asking me if I know so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, tell you what, if you really want to know, you ask so-and-so, so-and-so if they know me.
What they say, come to me, don't ask my neighbor. There's a good song by the Emotions. Say, don't ask my neighbor. Come to me. That's right.
Yeah. When they start asking all of them different people.
Right.
Do you know so-and-so, so-and-so? Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? So-and-so, so-and-so. Then they come back and ask me, I didn't know you knew so-and-so. Boy, how long I been in Dallas?
you remember when people used to be talking to you about somebody, and they don't even know it's the kin people?
Oh yeah,
yeah, them type of situation. They talking to you about them. This is, don't you know, so and so and so and so and so. You just sit up there and take it all in before you gauge them and check them. Oh yeah, that's my cousin. And they, oh really? Like,
the
hey,
year,
you know,
the
if
year
you don't
was
have 19, nothing good to say, you have to watch it.
The year was 1979 or 1980. I was running for, because one of my very, very best friends, wanted me to run for president of the Turner Courts Neighborhood Association. I can't think of the name of it. Turner Courts
Neighborhood Association. Resident Association.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was, Resident Association. Yeah. So, anyhow, and I told her, well, no. I said, see, because that would put me up there where I would have to hear about everything, know about everything and all of that. I said, I don't want all of that. I said, but what I will do so that you will have a voice, I'll be the vice president.
Right.
I'm thinking that she or one of her friend girls was going to run for president after all of that there.
Mm-hmm.
No way, Jose. They all backed out. So I got elected as the vice president. This guy that had moved into the area ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. And so he really didn't know anything about the going-ons of the entire area. So I asked him, well, say, man, why did you run for president? And he said, because my wife wanted me to. I said, well, shit, your reason was just as dumb as mine was. But we was in this catch-22 because every day something was coming up, somebody was getting put out. They was having arguments with the rent people and stuff like that. So we was having to go in and blast, and I was in school and all of that there. And, man, it was hectic. And the only way I got out of that was my family was getting ready to move. My sister had moved to Odessa. Oh, yeah, my sister had moved to Odessa, and she had a house up on Metropolitan and Myers. Meadow and Metropolitan. And so we moved up there. So I was no longer a resident, so I couldn't be on the residence council. You know what I'm saying? So, man, but I was on there for quite a while, and he was playing sick all the time and dumb, so I had to advocate prayer housing and stuff. You remember Dallas Green?
Dallas Green?
Yeah.
No, I remember the man Dallas, but I don't remember his last name being Green. This guy was very, very active during the Elsie Faye Higgins.
That's him.
He looked kind of like a hobo to some people, but he was a brilliant man.
His
first name was Dallas. But I can't think of that last name right now. But they do have an honor. Was it Green? You sure?
No, he got a street up there named after him now, 4th Avenue. And I can't think, was it Dallas? No, I don't think it was Green. It was Dallas something. But anyhow,
right, that's what I'm telling you. I remember who he is.
He used to come down to the project every meeting, and sometimes all in between. To see if things was going on, because, you know, back then we had got into it to where we supposed to have a security guard force moved in down in Trump Court. And that was to stop the police from coming in, whooping folk and going on like that, supposedly.
Right.
You know, because
right.
It was supposed to be a residence council security guard. God.
Exactly. I know what you.
Like,
I got you. You know, I was familiar with the one in Rose Terrace. So my mother was enlisted on the Rose Terrace Council right before they closed, before she got sick. And
that's another story too. A lot happened back then, and it was wonderful.
We gonna have to talk more too on that.
Yeah, I got about five more minutes.
Very serious.
Start I'm finna start my commentary on tonight's show. We really got a lot done. We go start the song. Ain't no stopping us now when we start these shows. Something like that, something to that effect. We gonna get us somebody in here. The boss said, yeah, I have somebody to talk to by Thursday or Friday. That would be great.
Right.
That way we can get some of this stuff done, paid for, you know, and did up. Because, hey, I'm not holding up for nobody else anymore. I'm not on anyone. If you don't have time to do what we need done now, don't accept the job, don't accept the offer, and just say, I see what I can do for you later. You know, but don't hold us up, don't hold me up, and don't even try to hold me up. You know, I know it might be financially not sound for you, but every time you hold me up, I'm backed up. I'm backed up, you know.
Right.
So some
right.
of the things that I needed to do last week, I haven't done. I've got to try to get them done this week, and I knew this was going to be a busy week. So I'm upset.
Okay.
I'm out of sight, but I'm all right and uptight.
Uptight.
All right.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
Tighten up.
Yeah. Roger Bell in the drill. I'm here. So, but that being said, this is the year for Supermen. And since I'm the chief Superman, on and popping. Yeah. Ain't no stopping us now. All of that good stuff. This is it. I must admit. So if you ain't going with me, don't get on my boat. If you want to try to hold me back, I'm gonna throw you the thread. Because I'm in the lead. And ain't nothing you can say that's gonna hinder my forward progress.
Right.
Plus you
talking
to my back. Because I'm not gonna listen. And that's all it is to it. Yeah.
All right.
So this is a moving on situation, and if you're not moving forward, you're losing daylight.
Okay. Oh yeah, and call me. I got a little joke for you.
I love jokes.
It was something that Baba had said, and I think you'll get a kick out of it.
I get a kick out of you. Baby.
I got to tell you this one. You gotta sleep on this one because it's a good one.
I call you in a minute and 90 seconds.
Okay, make
what
it less.
What is that, 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Yeah, I said make
holla.
It less. All
yeah.
right, holla.
Chop. Give me the blues so I can hit the tune. Whoop the queen for that 16. Yeah, I'm just about to hang you out. It's time to say goodbye. Yeah. Take me home, country road. Never can say goodbye to yesterday. I'm telling you. It's on and popping. We are about to hit breaks, call you later, and all of that other good stuff, because we're gone. With the queen for that 16, I'm out of here. Holla, because it's time to go now.